Our first speaker is Dr. Radha Nadakumar, and she is currently working in the National Center of Supercomputing Applications at the University of Illinois. She is from Champaign-Urbana Center, and she is one of the organizing committee members of the IT conference that is held in Prashanthi Nilayam. Dr. Radha Nadakumar.
And we have Vijay Sai Reddy also joining Dr. Radha Nadakumar. And Vijay Sai, he really needs no introduction to most of us. He's actually from Chicago Metropolitan Center, and he's currently working as a Senior Director of Program Management at Covansys. He has been associated with Swami for a number of years, in fact, right from his birth, because Puttaparthi happens to be his hometown. And like Dr. Kanubadi introduced him this morning, he's our region communications coordinator. And he has had an opportunity to present a paper at the IT conference. So we will have Dr. Radha Nandakumar and Vijay Sai.
Sai Ram, everyone. With very humble pranams at the lotus feet of our divine Sai, I begin my discussion. It's really hard act to follow Dr. Jum Sai, but he gave me a lot of leads because I was on this organizing committee with several men who were all having these green rings. And so I was sort of so privileged to even have this opportunity as a woman to work in the team with the Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. And I always kind of think, you know, when I go to Prashanthi Nilayam, most of the times I think I don't want to be materialistic, but the green ring is so attractive. Even though I didn't want to be materialistic, it just sort of gave me this longing that if only Swami would give me one of those. That was just a fleeting thought, but it's a good lead into what Dr. Jum Sai was saying. I wanted to mention that the Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning had been talking about this international conference. And I was working with Dr. Sridhar on and off on several occasions in terms of high-performance computing and visualization, where NCSA has specialization. So when I was talking with him, I was introduced to several other members who are affiliated with the institution. And instead of saying what I would say, I want to read from the conference material what Professor Panchanathan, who was instrumental in putting this conference together, had to say. So first of all, he said, "The inner motivator, inspirer, teacher, and executor of every task in our lives is no doubt our dear Bhagawan. A few years back, Bhagawan expounded in a casual conversation his views on information. He said, information is only information. There's only transformation of information, but no real transformation. The profoundness of his remark was astonishing, as it pointed out how most, if not all, the work in information technology lies in the transformation of information from one form to another. What was required is the use of information for societal benefits and humanity. In other words, to deploy the tool of information to achieve real transformation of individuals, groups, and humanity." He was talking about a project called iCare. I'll talk to you a little later about this. But he said, empowered by this experience of working on his iCare project, the thought of having a conference to share, inspire, and further cross-pollinate ideas on how IT can help humanity was planted by him, by Swami. The conference will therefore explore questions such as how existing technologies can be deployed for the benefits of society and humanity, and what technological innovation should advance to further address the needs of society. So these ideas matured further for the several conversations and resulted in the creation of IT for SOI, Information Technologies for Societal Advancement and Integration. It was a very small but apt tribute to how he plans the thoughts and intentions, develops them, matures them, and finally unleashes them for the benefit of humanity and society. And what Dr. Panchanathan here says is what we all felt and did at the conference. I surrender everything at his divine lotus feet. He is it, IT, and he is Sai, S-A-I, Sai. So it stands for the conference theme as well. Just to give you a general update on the conference was held during July 15th through 17th in Prashanthi Nilayam, and it was an epitome of working with the best minds and the best people, best exemplars of human life. So there were about 229 delegates, not including all of the alumni and staff members who are already there. So it was assumed to be a reasonably small conference, but it was an extremely powerful conference. There were people from all around the world. There were several women delegates as well as lots of men in the conference. And this was something that was discussed quite at length during our organizational procedure, because it is a men's college and we were sort of wondering about what the protocols would be for women to attend the conference, and my being a woman being in the organizing committee and so on. So we just tried to follow all of Swami's teachings and tried to keep up with everything that was expected of us. And the conference went extremely well. It was, like I mentioned, the epitome of hospitality, because they provided accommodation to all the attendees for free inside the ashram. There was so much loving care, humility, there was so much cooperation in working with people, and there was so much industriousness of all the staff members who were involved in the conference. The conference had several main themes. They were in IT in education, IT in healthcare, IT in rural development, IT in disaster mitigation and management. We had organized the conference as a series of invited talks, but in a span of 3 days, there are only that many slots that we can have. So we had about 14 invited presentations from different visionaries from around the world. They spanned academia, industry, government, and policymakers. In addition to these 14 speakers, we also had an inaugural address by Rajiv Ratan Shah, who is in the Planning Commission, the Ministry. And then we also had one of the invited talks by Chandrasekhar, who is the Secretary for the Department of IT. Then we also had Professor Damodar Acharya, who is the accredited chairman for the institutions across India for science and engineering education. So all of the people who were there were really luminaries. And most of the delegates who attended the conference could have been easily identified as some of the invited speakers as well, but we had only so many slots, and so we could only fill them certain ways. Some of the key discussions revolved around IT in rural development and agriculture. In terms of IT in education, there was a discussion on information technology academy, and then there was also some multidisciplinary, interdisciplinary, and transdisciplinary research projects that were discussed. Then there was IT in societal applications. For example, the agricultural project in eChowpal. When we go through the website, you will see all the summaries of all the talks are posted there. So it talked about how IT technologies have been brought to rural development of agriculture and how it's helping the farmers. Similarly, IT in health addressed multiple areas like IT in disabilities, IT in general in telemedicine, and how IT is helping manage healthcare so that physicians don't make quite as many mistakes. I don't have the time to discuss all the luminaries who were present in the conference, but the website is very well populated now, and so you may want to just refer to that. From what we learned at the conference, basically how the whole thing started was, you know, like we would start with the early morning darshan of Swami, and then there were 3 days filled with so much bliss and exchange of ideas. Every session had a small question and answer session, so questions were collected from the audience. If there wasn't enough time for the speakers to announce, respond to the questions, then those questions were going to be passed to the speakers, and then the responses would be posted in the website. So right now we have all of the summaries and the questions and everything posted, so you can just go and take a look at them. And the students of the center, Satya Sai Institute, actually had a really wonderful performance based on the conference theme on one of the days. The Radio Sai Journal has a Prashanti bulletin in which you can see details about all of that. There was a lot of enthusiasm with both new technologies as well as what is being done in terms of applying those new technologies for societal improvement. What I wanted to just discuss was Rajiv Ratan Shah initially talked about the blending of knowledge with technology and how India will be a superpower, both in terms of its economic impact, and it will be second only to China by the year 2040. So they talked about the progress of governmental programs for mitigating illiteracy, healthcare, the digital divide, unemployment problems, and so on. And all of these programs are extremely well respected and well articulated. And so this is sort of giving a lot of hope for people to be involved in, and for and he also talked about how India is playing such a leading role in the information technology area right now. And so if there is all this confluence of nanotechnology, biotechnology, and information technology, and he kind of, at the closing remark, he mentioned that if the cognitive scientists can think it, and the nano people can build it, and the bio people can integrate it, implement it, and the IT people can organize, monitor, and control it for the welfare of society, then loka samasta sikino bhavantu will really be reality. Most of the speakers who were invited were very spiritually inclined. Some of them were not devotees of Swami, but they were spiritually inclined. But most of the people were Swami devotees. So you could see through most of their presentations, they had Swami's quote introduced into a lot of their discussions and so on. So what we really saw in the conference was luminaries who talked about not only doing their work, but doing their work with so much devotion. They were doing it to make a difference in society. With everything they were doing, they were not separating their work, and they were not being part-time devotees like Swami tells us not to be. And so they were trying to blend their duty with devotion, and it was showing in everything that they were doing. I actually also thought, instead of just, I can't phrase it any better than what is being said in the conference proceeding on what was expected inside the conference, so I just read out something more from the conference matters. It says, India has skilled manpower available at reasonable cost with the knowledge of English as an added advantage. So the marriage and convenience has taken place in India and has become one of the top destinations for outsourcing and applications of information technologies to industry and business in developed countries. Ironically, within India, the information revolution has not yet touched the rural masses and the slums or big city, slums of big cities. Dictated by the pace of development and the quantum changes that information revolution has ushered in, the time has come to question ourselves, what has information revolution done to the underprivileged in the developing and underdeveloped countries? Does information technology in itself have the power to change the lives of people? The answer perhaps is in the question itself. This begets another question. How can then IT contribute towards a change? This question was given serious attention, but real efforts in the direction are unorganized and disoriented. There's a class of technocrats who brush off the question itself and like to live on the other side of the big divide that IT has created in Indian cities themselves. Thankfully, there are others who want to discuss these issues, create a vision, and share their contributions. The ultimate yardstick on which any revolution is going to be judged is the human development. If information revolution has to fulfill its promise, a critical examination of the very premises of this revolution has to be done, and efforts channelized in the desired direction. Some attempts are being made to create a platform where such people can come together and exchange ideas. The Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning stands by these very high ideals, where service to society is the cornerstone of all efforts. It is but natural that the Institute wishes to provide such a stage and create a framework for sustained efforts in this direction. This IT Sai conference was a first step in this noble endeavor. What resolution came at the end of the conference was that every attendee felt empowered at the conference, and so we were not just going to stop at what happened at the conference. So all of the people who are in the were in the conference are going to be getting actively engaged in trying to see what best they can do for promoting societal advancement and integration. And since the conference just got over and all of us had been extremely busy in trying to get everything organized and everything went beautifully and smoothly, we are now in the process of defining the next steps. And as a first step, we've just finished putting all the summaries on the website. And then I let Vijay Sai talk about some of the experiences, both as a poster presenter as well as someone who was there at the conference and experienced this bliss of being there and he's into the thick and thin of the IT endeavor for the region here. So he'll be able to give you a much better perspective on how attendees at the conference felt about the conference.
చేతులారంగ శివుని పూజింపడేని నోరు నవ్వంగ హరికీర్తి నుడువడేని దయయు సత్యంబులోనుగా గలుపడేని కలుగనేటికి తల్లుల కడుపు చేటు.
This is how we started. We don't have to be experts in any field in order to be of service to society, in order to serve Swami. Whatever we can do, we should be able to serve. I was thinking, I'm not a doctor to go and serve in Prashanthi Nilayam. I don't have other qualifications like any super singer to be singing in front of Swami. As a IT person, what we can do? There's a lot we can do. This is how I'm giving this presentation. All the speakers, the invited speakers have got main sessions, and all the poster presenters were given opportunity to talk about their poster session for 4 to 5 minutes. Just to give an example, I'm not going to talk to you about technology here. This is the poster session. So we displayed about 10 sheets and a big poster. This is where I want to focus on. When I was searching what is the topic I can integrate, where we can help with IT, there is something called Millennium Development Goals. The United Nations, all the nations under the United Nations have come together in 2000 time frame. And they have a goal to achieve all these by 2015. If you can see, eradicate extreme poverty and hunger, achieve universal primary education, promote gender equality and empower women, reduce child mortality. I just added improve morality based on our EHV. Improve maternal health and combat HIV, AIDS, malaria, and other diseases, and ensure environmental sustainability. And the last one, develop a global partnership for development.